Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the man keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Yes. What's going on, party people? It's Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. You know what it is. The mayor in the building. GQ Palace after further reviews in the spot. Listen, it's almost 48 hours after the lights went out, you know, and all of that. And everybody, you know, their blood pressure then went back down to normal and all of that. And everybody's, you know, the conspiracy theorists are, you know, still, you know, talking what they gonna say, saying what they gotta say about whatever. And New Orleans is still trying to figure out, you know, how the lights went out and all of that. But besides that, it was a good Super Bowl. Shout out to the Baltimore Ravens, you know, Super Bowl champions. We're gonna get into the ballistics of that later on, you know, because there's a couple of things that I wanted to talk about in regards to the Super Bowl. But also tonight, man, we're gonna get into a little situation about the media, man, and sports. How much responsibility do the media have in regards to, you know, reporting on athletes and, you know, their off the court, you know, endeavors and, you know, things that they do in their personal lives. You know, how, you know, is it their job to report that too, and to, you know, just keep the off the court or off the field action as relevant as what they do in their field of sport. And can a team censor an athlete? You know, we want to get into that. Ask, you know, what your opinion is. Number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Yeah, the Super Bowl, man, it was a tale of two stories, man. The 49ers didn't show up until after the lights went out. You know, it was a situation where, I guess, you know, Colin Kaepernick was, you know, doing his thing until they got to the biggest game of his life, you know, and kind of like the head, you know, the deer in the headlight situation, you know. But I think after, you know, they got down 21-6 and, you know, the lights went out and everybody's sitting around and, you know, kind of like got that fear or whatever off of you. Now you're ready to play. You know, but then, you know, the second half, you know, Jacoby Jones, who could have had consideration for MVP, if you ask me. You know, he ran the second half kickoff back 109 yards. They tried to tell him it was 108 because where the ball landed. I'm like, come on, man. Hey, you know, give it to him. You know, should have been 150 yards the way he was running. Nobody touched him. But after that, I think it was kind of like that took the air, you know, had the air out of the 49ers balloon. And they did what they, you know, had to do to get back into the game. And just my opinion, I think those last two passes were pass interference. And I'm gonna leave it at that. We can talk about it later on, you know. But I think the first one and the second one were both pass interferences, and the referee swallowed the whistle. They did a lot of swallowing of the whistle in that game because one of the 49ers, like Williams, he should have got thrown out the game because he was pushing our ball on the referee when they got to that first skirmish, you know, and he should have been thrown out the game. But the referee let him live, you know what I mean? Shout out to the brother, you know what I mean, Jerome Boga, you know what I mean? I don't know when the next time he's going to get the referee the Super Bowl, but, you know, he had, you know, wasn't one of his best days, you know, at the office. But, again, shout-out to the Baltimore Ravens, man. Ray Lewis, you know, and Ray Rice and all of them, you know, they did their thing. And as far as Joe Flacco being an elite quarterback, the jury's still out. You know, he's got a ring now, so, you know, you can kind of, like, live off of that. You know what I mean? But now, you know, you got to get ready. Can you defend that title? You know? And, you know, I think the Ravens, you know, again, when Ray Lewis made that retirement announcement, I think that's what kind of like, you know, the team didn't have nothing to lose now. They're just playing. You know you don't want to see that story end. So they took it to the, you know, they took it to the nth level, and you got to give them their respect for that. Shout out to my man Ray Rice. They're having a rally for the brother in New Rochelle, New York, on Saturday, 12 noon. So, you know, he's from Now Rule. You know what I mean? I had the brother on the show last week discussing that. And so they're going to bring it back to the Rule. They call it Now Rule, New Rochelle, New York. So Saturday's going down City Hall, and they're going to celebrate Ray. And, you know, shout out to him and, you know, the whole Hollow, man. You know what I mean? Brought it back to the crib. So everything's everything. So we're here, man, in the building. GQ Powers after further review, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. You know what I mean? Press 1 to get in on the conversation. You know, let your voice be heard and all that. See what you thought about the Super Bowl and, you know, anything else is going on. We can get into a little deeper to basketball, so I'm waiting for my man Mike to call, so he's even dying to talk about the Knicks. So we're going to get it in with him when he gets around to, you know, making it happen. But anyway, a couple of scores to report on right now. Atlanta Hawks and the Indiana Pacers tied at 47, 2 minutes left in the second quarter. The end of the first quarter, Brooklyn Nets 24, the Lakers 18. We won't get into the Lakers. I think it's a done deal for the Lakers, man. I think they're gonna lose 40 games the way they're going right now, you know. But I don't want to talk about them too bad, you know what I mean. But yeah, we here, man, and getting back to the Super Bowl situation. I just think that you know, the 49ers, they took a little bit too long to get into the game, and once they finally got into the game, it was too late for them. They stopped doing what they was doing once they got down into the red zone. You know, they stopped running the ball, which, you know, they should have, you know, ran up. They was running the ball down their throats. You know, that triple option was finally starting to work a little something, and then they got down into the red zone and decided they want to throw the ball. So, I don't know, but I think that, you know, the referee swallowed the whistle. On especially, if not the first one, especially the second one, because he had the receiver all hemmed up. I think it was Crabtree. He had him all hemmed up, and they talk about it wasn't a catchable ball. Of course, it wasn't a catchable ball. He was being held up. But anyway, man, I don't want to, you know, there for the Baltimore Ravens on their day, man. It's they deserved it, man. They did what they had to do, and all that. But yeah, getting into the media and sports situation, there was a guy playing for the Detroit Lions. His name was Titus Young. He made statements to the effect that, you know, he wasn't getting the ball enough, and he didn't like the direction that the team was going. And, you know, it needs to be better. They need to improve. So what they do, they turn around and they cut him. They got rid of him. You know, and... You know, the question I wanted to put out there was like, you know, is it fair for them to do that? You know, as far as his, you know, they are his employer, and I think, you know, he was, you know, disparaging them. So regardless of if he's an athlete or if he's a, you know, an office worker or he's a CEO, if he's gonna talk bad about his company, he don't need to be there. But he did get picked up by the Rams. So, but I'm just thinking the point being is that, you know, if something happens with the Rams where he doesn't get the ball enough, is he going to start crying about not getting the ball? And, you know, do athletes have a right to speak their mind? And can they say what they want to say without, you know, being, you know, fear of any type of repercussions? 646-200-3838 is the number to dial. I'm holding it down. I'm in the building, man. We're going to talk a little Knicks basketball. You know what I mean? Talk a little NCAA. Michigan didn't last too long at number one. You know, Indiana gave it to them. I think it was on Saturday that they beat Michigan. But yeah, the tournaments get ready to come up, man. It's, you know, the conference tournaments are coming up. March Madness, you know what it is. We get ready to get into the thing again. Once again, it's on. You know, when the tournament starts. But speaking for my team is Syracuse, and we're losing a lot of games here. You know what I mean? We won over Notre Dame last night. But I'm not liking how we're doing. We're number six. You know, I'm used to us being up in the, you know, the top two or three teams in the nation. But, yeah, you know, Boeheim is doing his numbers. You know, Syracuse is going to be there at the end. You know what I mean? So I'd rather get those losses, you know, out of the way now before you lose in the, you know, in the big tournament when you're supposed to, you know, do what you got to do. But Michigan, I don't know if Michigan was ready. I mean, they just worked it because Duke lost, Indiana lost, so all the teams that were up there, they lost. So, you know, Michigan was doing their thing, and once they got to, you know, they beat Northwestern by like 45, and they turned around against Indiana, and kind of like, you know, it was on the road, so it was to be expected, you know. But, you know, Michigan, they're number three now. Florida's number two, and Indiana's back at the number one team in the nation. And, we're going to see. I think Indiana's going to get a number one seed in the tournament, regardless of how they finish, because they might not even finish at number one. They might lose again before it's all over with. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes once the tournament starts to get close to tournament time. Yeah, back to the NFL situation right now. Looking at tours for next year's schedule, you know, the Giants trying to get up there, and now they have to deal with the San Francisco 49ers and the Green Bay Packers, and so the NFC is really, really going to be packed. But the AFC, you know, is Denver going to make a run? You know, now, you know, Peyton came back and really didn't do what they were supposed to do, so they're going to have the hunger again, you know, to go through a whole grind, and you can't forget about the Patriots, you know what I mean? You can't forget about the Steelers, and you can't forget about the Ravens. So next season, you know, kind of it started right after the Super Bowl. As soon as the clock struck zero for the Super Bowl, next season kind of got underway. Jacksonville Jaguars got a new logo. Kind of looks like the same logo, but I guess the Jaguars supposed to look a little bit more mean or whatever. I hope that's going to translate into some wins. It was like 2-14, so you know, change a logo will do you good. We got a call in the building. Mike, what's good, man? They slipping on the situation. Mike, what's good, man? Welcome to the building.
What's going on?
Back there, man. They slipping. Oh no.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Leave that brown water alone, man. Leave that brown water alone back there.
You know what?
What's good, man?
The Super Bowl had me on pins and needles.
Yeah.
You know what? I forgot which player was that end player. I forgot who it was. Uh-huh. And he was holding him, and they didn't get that call. San Francisco was supposed to win that.
You talking about the end of the game?
Yeah, San Francisco was supposed to win that.
Yeah,
they was definitely supposed to win that.
The referees did a lot of swallowing of the whistle, man.
Yeah, I think they had dibs on that game. They did a lot of swallowing of the whistle,
but you know what? A lot of times, man, you know, the calls that we see and, you know, the calls that they see, they right there in front of them, and it happens in game speed and stuff like that. We have the advantage of seeing the replay. And once they see the replays, you know, they're like, oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that, remember when they had the fight at the beginning of the game?
Yeah.
You see that dude on the 49ers was pushing the referee? They should have threw him out the game on the spot.
I didn't see that part.
He was all on that referee, yo. And they should have threw him out the game on the spot. But they let him live. You know what I mean?
Because they came back strong.
I mean, they came back because the Ravens relaxed, man. They thought the game was actually over.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody thought it was over when Jacoby Jones ran the kickoff back, the opening kickoff of the second half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When he ran that back, it was it's a done deal.
He was gone, though. He was
yeah. He had all intentions of bringing that. It's like, yo. Because usually, you know, when they catch it that deep in the end zone, they're downing. You know what I mean? He was like, forget what you heard. I'll bring this out. And he kept it moving, my dude. It was gone.
He was what? I said, wow. Look at wow. And then when the lights went out, it was a lot
of stuff going on. What did you think about that?
I was like, yo, the lights went out? I said, oh, something ain't right here, man. I ain't never heard of that. I'm super nah, somebody messed with those light switches or something. Because something that, I don't know, just seemed rigged to me. It really seemed rigged to me because ain't no way San Francisco was supposed to lose that game.
Right.
No way. But you heard what Whitson McCollum told him, I forgot his name. He was like, they would celebrate. He was like, nah, don't celebrate till that clock hit 000.
Right.
It was like four seconds left.
I was sitting, you know, building with the homies and all that. And the lights went out. It was like, so you mean to tell me, you down in New Orleans, you got Lil Wayne, you got Master P, you got Birdman, you got all them dudes down there, can't none of them put no money on their light bills, son? They got the whole New Orleans in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
The World Series, the Super Bowl is popping off, and the lights is going out.
That didn't make
the
no
lights
sense,
didn't go out. The lights didn't go out of the Superdome when Katrina was going on.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
I noticed those stupid stuff like that, man. But I just felt like, you know, that was something that's going to make that game, you know, memorable. If you don't remember it for Beyonce or, you know, the you know, your team was in the game or whatever, you're going to remember it as that's the Super Bowl that the lights went out.
Uh-huh.
They'd be like, oh, yeah, I remember. You know what I mean? It's always something crazy. You know, I ain't seen nothing crazy like that since, like, we could take it back to Fan Man. Remember when Holyfield and Riddick Bowe and the man flew into the ring?
Uh huh.
With he had the fan and shit. They was beat the hell out of him. Remember that? In the middle of the fight, you remember that?
That was a wow.
Yo,
that was like,
that's the type of stuff that you know, like, what is that? He had no business being there. He was like about an hour late. If he was gonna fly in with the flag or whatever, he was like an hour late, yo. He flew in and landed in the ring in the middle of the fight. Do you remember that, yo?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I mean,
that's
like,
that was set up too. I don't care when Rick beat. Whatchamacallit? That was a setup joint too. It's a lot of things that like set up, you ask me, yo.
It's a lot of crazy stuff.
I understand I wasn't getting no money for the game or any Super Bowling or nothing like that. But I was like, wow. I was like, wow, you know, I was talking mad stuff too. I was talking halftime, I was like, it ain't over.
It's kind of a good thing that the 49ers didn't win. Because if they would have won, you wouldn't have heard nothing about the game. All you would have heard about is the lights went out, and the 49ers came back and won, and they cheated, or it was some kind of sabotage, or, you know what I mean? You wouldn't have heard about the game. So it was kind of like, you know, they brought it down to the last second, you know what I mean? They made the game interesting, they made it exciting or whatever. But if the 49ers would have came, you know, won that game, man, all you would have heard was that how the lights went out, and they cheated the Ravens. That's it. That's all you would have heard.
I agree with you on that one. And my Knicks. Woo.
Yeah, what's up with your Knicks, man? You happy with your seeing? Everything?
I'm all right with it. I think because they killed the Pistons. Was that the Pistons they were playing? Yeah, they killed them. You know? Now, I'm waiting for that Laker fan to come on.
They having problems with Brooklyn right now. It's 30-28. They're having problems with Brooklyn right now. So
that's why I said they ain't doing as much as everybody think they was going to do.
Who, the Lakers?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're 400-500. You know, they have a chance. They got a chance. You know what I mean?
But, you think so?
Yeah. They're the Lakers, man. You got to give them that. You got to give them that benefit of the doubt. Just because they're the Lakers.
I ain't even gonna give them that E for that.
Yeah. They're only 3.5 games out of a playoff spot right now. Their record is 22-26. They're under 500, right? So I usually be like, don't talk to me until you get to 500. You know what I mean? You ain't got nothing to talk about. We don't have nothing to discuss, and you under 500, you underachieving team. But the West, the bottom of the West, man, they only 3.5 games out.
Mm-hmm.
They're behind Portland. Portland is 9th. Houston is 8th.
Okay.
Utah is 7th. And Denver is 6th. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They could get up in that. They could get up to the, and Golden State is 5th. They're not going to catch Golden State. It's a wrap. So they can get into one of them 6th, 7th, or 8th spots. They can get into one of them spots. I got that much faith in the Lakers.
Yeah.
So they have an off year, you know what I mean? And the mix wasn't right. The mesh wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? But Kobe's a year older. They got to take that into consideration. So is Steve Nash. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what the hell you're going to get with Meta World Peace. He just got suspended. He wrapped his arm around my man's neck, tried to choke him out, and gave him a little sneak attack. You know what I mean? Gave him the left uppercut. He thought the referee ain't see it. Bong, bong. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. It's crazy. It's crazy right now.
I think some of them is in the wrong league right now.
Huh?
I think some of them is in the wrong league right now.
What you mean by that?
With all the fighting and stuff that's going on with
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, you know, you got the same people that's always, you know, gonna. That's what they known for. That's what they do. You know what I mean? And if that's, you know, that's what they want to do and take away from the, you know, the game, then that's on them. But again, yeah, some of them might be in the wrong league, but they're in the right league. As far as if they was in that league that they're fighting and boxing league, they wouldn't last too long.
How do you feel about?
they're in the league with the pads on. So if you hit him, if you were trying to punch him in the face, he got on a helmet. How smart is that? You know what I mean?
That's another thing in the Super Bowl. A lot of helmets was falling off, man.
Yeah, the helmets was being snatched off. So how did you like Beyonce's performance, yo?
I think she did her thing. I think it could have been better, though. I like the way they had it hooked up.
Did you see how she got the girl? How she got her girls out of there? Oh,
did you see how fast they
Kelly.
Were
okay, you can go. Okay, you can go now.
Did you see how fast they was going? I said, "Whoa!"
They wasn't ready for that jelly.
But you know what? I think Kelly Rowland was going to try to take over. I think she was going to try to. If you know
Beyonce,
you know,
like, hey, it's my girl. They came popping all up off the thing with the mean, with the screw face. You see Michelle with the screw face? Came popping out the thing with the screw face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Making this little song or whatever. There's like, oh, this okay, these are my guests. You can go home now. All right. We have lovely party. We have some lovely party gifts. You can.
They was going so fast. I said, wow. They did that one little and that was it. It was over. But she was giving Kelly Rowland that eye, like, yo, don't do it. Because Kelly Rowland looked like she was about to get into it at one point when she started singing and stepped up to the front. She looked like she was about to really get into it.
Because she's a survivor.
And Kelly Rowland's been doing her little thing lately, yo.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I think the way they had the effects and everything, I think it was hot. It was hot the way they hooked up, though. I just think she did the wrong songs, me personally.
Yeah, a couple other people said that too.
Yeah, I think she did the wrong songs.
Could have been fixed a better set list.
Mm-hmm. But she was doing her thing.
So who you think is gonna be the halftime? Who you think should be the halftime for the Super Bowl next year? It's gonna be at MetLife.
Who I think? That's a good question. That's a good question, because right now you got a lot of artists coming out right now.
Yeah, but it's gonna be cold out there. Yo, it's gonna be cold, my dude.
You think it ain't?
It's gonna be bleeding out. It's gonna be Brick City out there, yo. That's why I was like, who's gonna do the Super Bowl next year?
Mm-hmm. I know, yo. And I didn't even know Jennifer Hudson was going to be in it. She was looking like Alicia Keys. She did her thing. I told everybody she was going to sit by that piano.
I thought she was going to take about she was going to take about 12 minutes to sing that national anthem. She was getting her TV time in. I wasn't mad at her. But I just think the game, you know, the game was good, you know, but it's going to be remembered as that, you know, game when the lights went out or whatever. They're investigating it. All right, yeah, all right.
Just like who was that snatched Janet Jackson joint on?
Oh, Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, like that. That's going to remember. Snatching off the titty fell out and everything.
Yeah, that was good, too.
Yeah.
I don't know who you think they should have for next year, though. For after.
That's what I'm thinking about. Because you know what? Like right now, they got a lot of...
I was thinking maybe Vanilla Ice. or Coldplay. or the Cold Crush Brothers. Or Mr. Freeze. it's going to be cold out there, man. I don't know who's going to want to perform a halftime.
Exactly, that's the thing.
You know, they're going to put
really up that money.
They're going to have to put the camera on something, put it off on the inside or something. I don't know, because I can't be going out
somebody
there.
Somebody real will come up there. They're going to have to get up there.
They're going to probably be like Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Y'all can get out there.
People don't even know who they are.
You
who's Grandmaster Flash? Who's such and such? They're going to be like, what?
Grandmaster
Flash?
What? Grandmaster who?
Yeah, that's the funny thing. I was like, he's into music. He's about, what, 26, 27? And I was like, yo, you never heard of Grandmaster Cash? She was like, who? Grandmaster Cash, you know, Melly Mel. It was like, nah. I said, wow.
Wow.
I said, wow.
Yeah, this is their homework, yo.
But see, the funny thing is, they never heard of them, but everybody heard of African Bambaataa.
Yeah,
that's what's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out
to African Bambaataa, everybody would be like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, they know Bam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody know African Bambaataa.
But if you ask them about Busy B or something like that, it'd be looking at them sideways.
No, the funny thing is I was telling my fiance, I said, you heard of Busy B? She was like, who? I said, Busy B. Suicide. She was like, no.
That be hurting my feelings, man.
I said, wow, yo.
It'd be like, like Busy B or like, you know, Love Buzz Starsky or whatever, they'd be like, who? I'd be like,
yeah, yo.
My feelings be hurt. I'd be like, oh, man. You
know
what I'm saying?
It makes you feel like you're old. But that's what I say. A lot of people, they don't know our artists that actually started the game.
Hmm.
See, that's the thing about it. But as far as, who knows? They might get Jennifer Hudson. I don't know. She been, Rick Ross will probably go out there with no shirt on. I don't know.
They gonna have to get somebody that needs some money.
Uh-huh.
Somebody needs some money, and somebody that just don't care.
Exactly.
That just don't give a damn.
Exactly.
Oh man.
Sit down.
And the halftime of the Super Bowl next year will probably be an hour long.
Because they're supposed to end at 10. It was supposed to end at 10, and it didn't.
They're going to make sure you don't do the Super Bowl no more. Oh, man. Wow. But, yeah, Mike, we was going to touch on a topic tonight, man. What I wanted to get into, man, was, you know, what did you think about in regards to, like, media and sports? Like, does the media have a responsibility to kind of, like, you know, keep a distance when it comes to, like, personal stuff? Or do they have a right to report everything that they see on or off the court?
You know what? I think they should just deal with what's going on and what's in their visuality. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to put yourself in a situation and you're saying stuff. And some people don't want all their business out there. When they're not playing, they don't want to be involved with all that, majority of them. And you're putting their business out there like the damn paparazzis, snapping pictures at everybody. Some people don't want to deal with all that. I think that's a form of disrespect when they go to that level and be going into that mode with them. I think that's a real bad form of disrespect. Because the media, they add stuff on.
Right.
They add on stuff, you know, just to boost up the rile and everything, get everybody's attention. You know what I mean? So I don't even know what they be talking about. I don't even know how they get that status.
I mean, you know, you have writers that, you know, that's their job. They, you know, they cover the team, they follow the team, they fly with the team, they travel with the team or whatever. And you know, if you see, you know, somebody might be out in a club partying or whatever, so we're going to hear about the bad stuff that happens anyway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so you just have to, you know, figure out what you're going to report as news and what you're just going to report as, like, sensationalism. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, they blew up the part when, you know, when, what is that, Chris Brown and Drake was throwing bottles at each other in the club. But it really was turned into something when they found out that Tony Parker was there. And he got hit and almost put his eye out.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it turned into something else totally different.
Did you hear something about Chris Brown and Frank Ocean?
Yeah, man. Whatever. That's what they do, man. But, I just think that, you know, the media has, you know, they have a responsibility to report, and everybody wants to be the first one to report news or whatever. But then the athletes, a lot of times, they bring it on themselves too, man. You know, if they got this look at me attitude, it's all about me. You want to be seen, okay? You know, so now you're seen, and now you got to start apologizing for some stupid stuff that you did. You know.
Mm-hmm. But. That's the way it is. Cause me personally, I don't think Brianna is all that to be going over anyway.
Right.
Me personally, I don't know. Maybe, you know, Chris Brown was young and Drake, he's a newcomer. And, you know, I think it was probably the video that really got to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, you're touching and filling all our minds, man. You know?
Mm.
That's how I feel about it. You know,
right.
Touching and filling all our minds and trying to get your little thrills on.
Right.
But that's the way it is. Once you got that money, that's what we were talking about the other day. You got that money, you got that power.
Right,
you understand?
Right.
And that's what boosts your head and your ego.
But then you have the other side of that too, because you had a guy for the Cowboys. I think his name is Tyron Smith, where, you know, he got his deal, and then all of a sudden his family just slipped on him. You know what I mean? He had to call the, you know, he just put restraining orders on his family. They were sweating for, you know, for money or whatever, you know what I mean? And they would come to, you know, where he would practice at and, you know, where they training camp or whatever and, you know, cause a scene, you know? So that, you got the Cowboys involved, you know what I mean? And
wow.
they're trying to, you know, strong arm him for money. And that's his family.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So what do you do with that? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's his personal business and stuff like that, but his family is basically trying to extort him.
Yeah.
You know, real talk. They was, like, trying to really, really extort him for money.
Wow.
His brothers and sisters and moms and pops and all that. You know? That's crazy.
As I said, that money changes people, man. It really changes people.
Yeah. But, I mean, the media have a right to, you know, report that story as news and put it out there like that.
See, that's what I mean. Because of the point where they shouldn't even get involved with all that. You understand? Because now you're putting this man's business out on the street. You know, how do you know he wants people to know what his family is doing to him? You understand? That's what I mean. They take stuff to a point where they shouldn't.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's the bad thing about the media. You understand? You're supposed to know what you're writing and, you understand, stick to a level, you know, stick to your grounds. When you come out of that level and deal with people's personal lives, I believe sometimes they put themselves in jeopardy.
But how far?
They don't
how
even
far
see
is
it.
Too far?
How far is too far?
Right.
When you get down to that point of you dealing with family members,
mm-hmm.
it's too far.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? If you're dealing with somebody and their girlfriend, okay, cool. You know, that's understandable. But if
right.
it comes down to the point of a person and their wife and
right.
something's going on, leave that alone. You got to leave that alone because you putting yourself in a bad situation. Me personally, if I was out there and I seen my business out that I know I didn't want out and it's my personal life, it's going to be problems. You understand? It's going to be big problems. Because a lot of people don't want that out there.
So what if you had, let me ask you this. What if you had you had a child and it was an athlete, male or female, whatever. And, you know, they had a Twitter account. You know what I mean? And they might have been, you know, saying some things. Not really nothing disrespectful or nothing, but just kind of like, you know, speaking their mind. Maybe they might have had a bad game or a teammate lost or whatever, and, you know, they said some, you know, things. They put it out there on their Twitter account. Now, how would you feel if the school, you know, kind of like censored them and say, like, well, you can't say this, or you can't, you know, you can't even have a Twitter account?
I don't think Twitter is that bad. It depends on what you looking at that's on it. You understand?
Right.
You understand? If it comes to a fact where you got people talking real nonsense and dirtiness and all that, and your kid ain't, and your child's not that age limit, nah, you know, you shouldn't.
But we're talking about like college age.
Oh, college age.
Right.
Well, I don't see nothing wrong with it. You understand? Me personally. I mean, my girl in college, as long as you treat them and you, they know where they stand, you understand? They know what level not to cross.
Thank you. We got another call on the line. Hold on, Mike. Kim, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
Okay.
How you doing?
How's everybody? Good.
What's going on?
Nothing. Look,
hey, Kim, could you give my people on the bell a 5-hour energy drink or something?
Sure.
Well, maybe we need Evangelist Paul to call something, wake it up, something. Shout out to Evangelist Paul, man. Real talk.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's because guys like him is why we're able to do shows. You know what I mean? Because he looks out for us in his own way. Shout out to Evangelist Paul, man. But what's good, Kim? What's happening?
Nothing. I just, you know, wanted to call in and show some love and support and say I lost my bet.
How was the party?
I didn't go to a party.
You didn't go to a party?
No. That wasn't me. Look, I don't know sports that much to go to a party now.
Okay, all right.
I can watch it on TV. You know, I watched bits and pieces of it, but I watched enough to know that we lost.
Did you watch halftime?
No.
You didn't watch Beyonce?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I
missed
Beyonce.
Can we applaud for that, please?
Why? Because I missed Beyonce?
Can we get an applause for that?
can we
ring the bell for that, please?
You know what?
Oh, man. I bet you was like, maybe. Okay, all right. Oh, yeah, all right. That was the remix right there. That was a remix. But, Take your foot off the applause button, please. Thank you very much. So you say you know your team lost?
Yes, we lost. Even though it was a very close game, I watched towards the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think that the 49ers should have won. I'm just saying.
Right, right, right.
You know, I'm just saying I think that they should have won. But,
yeah.
You know, I owe somebody. I told them that if they won, they have to, well, if I won, they would take me out to dinner.
Right.
Okay. But since they won, my little treats, I'm going to take them to McDonald's off the dollar menu.
You're going to take them to McDonald's off the dollar menu. Applaud that. Applaud to on the dollar menu. Oh, man.
Wow. Wow.
You're going all out. You spare no expense.
McDonald's. They do got a new cheddar burger.
She said the dollar menu.
Yes,
she said she going straight, everything on the right side. Nothing else. Not even the pictures on it.
Yes, I might even just say nothing, because if they don't mention it, guess what? I'm not going to say nothing.
Oh, man. She said she's taking it right to the dollar menu.
Get them that new cheddar melt burger for a dollar.
Uh-huh.
I
uh-huh.
have that. That's good, by the way.
So where were you going if the 49ers would have won?
Oh, well, I'm a cheap date. I was going to make him take me to, like, Red Lobster or something. I like shrimp candy, so.
So you wanted him to take you to Red Lobster, and you was going to take him to the dollar menu?
Well, it's a bunch of females, you know. None of us really know about sports, so I don't even know why we even made a bet. But
right.
We did, and I just knew I was going to win.
So were you aware like that the lights went out for like a half hour?
I heard about it. Yeah, I heard about it. What happened with that? Was that Beyonce?
I mean,
Why is everybody saying that?
You can come up with your own conspiracy theory, you know what I mean? But, you know, they did, you know, I look at it like, you know, they did, you know, use a lot of, you know, electricity or whatever, a lot of power for that halftime, you know, that thing that went on at halftime. I don't know.
And yeah, I enjoyed it. That's why you wanted all the applauses and stuff, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just find it was mighty funny that, you know, all of a sudden the lights just started going out, you know.
Did Destiny's Child perform also, or was it just Beyonce?
They were there for about like 11 seconds. They came pop it up out the floor.
Too much credit.
You didn't say, they came pop it out the floor like, you know what I mean, with the screw thing. They came pop like they was about to go like they was about to hurt something. Michelle and Kelly, you know what I mean, and Beyonce was like, oh, it's my girls, like she didn't know they was coming. She had a surprise face on, like, oh, it's my girl. They did a little song, and then, all right, you can go home now. She's like, okay, thank you. We have some lovely party gifts. You can go home now. You can go now. You got your little light. You can go. We brought you back from the dead. Okay, you can go home. But
if you turned your head, you missed
your girl, Michelle. Your girl, Michelle, had the real screw face, like, yo, like Louis Rankin. She was like, yo, like she didn't want to be there. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, they did their thing. You know, Beyonce did her numbers. You know what I mean?
So can you tell she's pregnant or no?
Pregnant?
What? Did she do what?
Yeah, could you tell when she was performing? Can you tell us she was pregnant?
I didn't hear what she said. Did she? What she say?
I said, when she performed, because I missed the performance. I said, could you tell that she was pregnant?
She's pregnant now?
Yeah, she's supposed to be pregnant again.
Oh, come on, man.
She is. I heard it last week, for real. Okay. I even seen pictures on the internet.
Well, we're gonna have to get the squad back there to verify that. You know what I mean? But I didn't know. I didn't pay no attention to that. But shout out to Jay-Z, you know. You know.
Yeah, shout out to him the first time too.
Shout out to Jay-Z. You know, but yeah, nah, I didn't pay no attention to that though, you know.
Oh yeah, I heard that she was pregnant. Well, she was pregnant. I'm not gonna say pregnant again. I'm gonna say she was pregnant.
Oh, well,
yeah, wow.
Wow.
And she was pregnant
okay.
like she was last time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all I gotta say about that.
After further review, that could be held.
That's all I gotta say about that one. If she's pregnant like she was last time,
after further review, GQ Palace Radio would not be held. Somebody's gonna be like. Did you mean cease and desist? I'm like, what?
Oh,
my God. Oh, man, we bugging out. Yo, it's a Tuesday night, man. It's going down. 646-200-3838 is the number, man. It's going down. We having it for fun. We having some fun. So how was the so you're going to take them to McDonald's and the Dollar Menu?
Yes, I am.
All right. Are we working with $5 a piece? I was about to get to what with the budget. Okay, $5 a piece. So that's going to be what? About 6 nuggets, 3 french fries and a small drink and a beverage.
Yeah. Pretty much. They're going to get
and they better enjoy it too, right?
Yeah. And they're
going
to bet me no more.
Oh, man.
But some of my coworkers, they did, like, this pool, I guess. And one of the guys won, like, $2,400.
Oh, okay. So they played the pool. Okay, That's a good thing to play, you know. I think it's like if you have the more people that play, the bigger the pot is, and, you know, the more money you have a chance to win. But, yeah, that's a good thing to do, to play the pool.
Did you do a pool?
Nah, I didn't do a pool. I'm going to do a pool for the Final Four, though. That's coming up in March. That's the basketball, college basketball. We're going to do a pool for that.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, the bell. The bell is working. The bell is in full effect. Kia is on the line. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? How you doing?
How you doing?
Hello? Is anybody
there? Hello? Hello?
I said hello.
What's going on?
Nothing.
But right. you upset about something?
No, I'm not upset about nothing. It's been a long day at work, and, you know, this Lakers game is on, so it's just been a long day. Stick a phone down with a cold down, that's all.
Okay.
My voice is about to change.
All right. How'd you enjoy the Super Bowl?
I didn't enjoy the Super Bowl.
I didn't think you really enjoyed it, but you know, did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched the 49ers fans. Well, not 49ers. I watched it really with a bunch. It was 49ers fans, but I watched it mainly with a lot of Raiders fans. These some diehard Raiders fans, I found out.
Diehard Ravens fans?
Raiders.
Raiders, Oakland Raiders? You
yeah.
watched the Super Bowl with Oakland Raiders fans?
I sure enough did. They tough as hell.
Well, everybody could be tough when they ain't in the game, when they ain't not playing.
No. Slow, but didn't the Ravens play? Anybody worry about the Ravens when the Ravens play?
What was y'all talking about? The good old days?
No, they were just talking about. They were talking about their, you know, what's interesting about this group. They knew stats. They knew the history of like a lot of other teams besides the Raiders. That's what I liked about. You know what I'm saying? They just don't know the Raiders stat. They know other teams stat. That's what you call a football fan. You just don't know who's on your team. You know other players and, you know, whatever. We were talking about the Pro Bowl and, I mean, the Pro Bowl, but the Hall of Fame and, you know, other stuff, whatever, going stuff like that. Because I went where, I don't like going somewhere where there's people that don't know football to watch the Super Bowl because it's like a lot of talking and it's kids. I'd rather go somewhere where it's going to be people going to talk about football and stuff, you know, doing halftime and, you know, and stuff like that. I was the lone Steeler in this group. The lone Steeler. It was Raiders. The bulk of the group was Raiders. There's maybe like four 49ers. And it was two Buffalo Bills fans that knew history about the Buffalo Bills. Certain stuff that I didn't even know, that I knew but I didn't know. You know, it was interesting.
Somebody said something you didn't know, Kia?
Yeah, they really did. That's what I was impressed with. They really did. I'm like, wow, I didn't know that. So, you know, I'm like, wow, okay. So, you know, but this group right here, they just don't know who my parents, they just don't know who's on their team. They know other teams, too. You know, you just don't know. You know, if I was to ask Mike who is so-and-so, you probably wouldn't even know, Mike. You're just a Giant fan because they named Giant and he could
answer. That's all I need to know, the Giants.
That's what I said.
The Giants and the Knicks. The Giants, the Knicks, the Yankees, and the Rangers.
You don't understand what I'm saying, right, Mia? You're a first class sports fan. You're not a top tier sports class fan.
Okay, I'll go along with that because I don't know those other teams. I don't care about them.
Being like,
he said he don't care about them.
Yeah, but you're supposed to care about them, Mike. So for you,
no,
know,
I don't.
Yeah, you're supposed to, Mike. That's the sad talk, and that's the football talk. And you know, certain stuff I didn't know. I'm like, wow, I didn't know that. Like, wow.
Why should I care about another team? If I'm on a basketball team, you understand? I'm worried about my team.
I think the point that she's making is that if you're like, say for example, I'm a Buccaneer fan, so I might, you know, want to know if we playing like the Redskins and we playing Miami Dolphins or whatever, I might want to know what's going on with them. You know, who's hurt, you know, who's having a good year, who we got to watch out for, you know, things of that nature. So that's why you have to kind of like know the whole league a little bit.
The same thing you got to know with college basketball, to know these players that's coming to the NBA draft. You got to know these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know this stuff, Mike.
Yeah, how they gonna fit in with your squad
you got to know before the draft even gets
like,
here.
For example, how people saying about Carmelo last year, you know what I mean? when he was playing selfish or whatever. So now he flipped the script. He flipped the script, and now he's playing a little bit more, you know, team-oriented ball or whatever.
Two Knicks fans. They were all Knicks fans except two. I'm only, I was the only Knicks with two diehard Sixers fans, and all the rest of them was diehard Knicks. I mean, they know that Knicks history from up back, you know, around the corner, go back. And they knew the Knicks history. And they all Knicks are going to win a championship. Carmelo's going to take the MVP. I mean, they were all, I'm like, whatever. They died. They were some Knicks fans up in there.
I'm a Knicks fan, but I don't got my head in the clouds.
I don't blame it because every year you should always walk and think your team's gonna win a championship. Which
I don't believe in that.
So that's the way you come into the preseason or you come into camp. By the time you come into camp, any NFL player gonna say they win it for that ball for that. Lombardi. That's the first thing they talk about is the Lombardi. And you know that. So I mean, why can't the fans feel that way too?
I mean, the fans can feel how they want to feel because the fans are going to say, well, their team's going to win the Super Bowl, and then if they don't, their team don't win the Super Bowl, then they're crying and coming up with excuses. Hold up, they're crying or coming up with excuses. But if you're looking at it from a realistic point of view, if you're looking at everybody can't win the Super Bowl, everybody can't win the Super Bowl. It's that simple. It's that simple. Everybody can't win the Super Bowl.
Regardless if I'm a Bucks fan or not. If a Bucks fan doesn't feel he's going, then that's on you.
So why would you worry about me being a Bucks fan if I don't think my team wants the Super Bowl? Leave my team beat. My team is good. If we're not in your conference, You don't got to worry about my team.
You talk about this too so much, and you think I can't talk about the Bucks?
But I was right. I try to give you the benefit of the doubt. And you beat me in the head talking about they going to the Super Bowl. Jerome Bettis came up how many votes short for the Hall of Fame. Let's have a moment of silence for Jerome Bettis. All right. So now, you know what I mean? So I understand. I got you.
Warren Sapp made it.
What team you play for? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, baby. That's right. Applaud that. That's right. But
Exactly.
And you can speak to other people and and talk about
and
it.
Then
you,
exactly
you can't do that if
about.
They don't know what the hell's going on.
You don't know what the hell's going on. You don't know what.
You can't
you
do it. It's no fun. And it's
that.
Like, it's boring. It's whack.
It's boring as I know. You go over here. My mother went to go watch a football game. My mother didn't know no football. Why would I go over there? My mother watched a football game. She don't know what she's talking about. Well, they think this is like Thanksgiving. Shit, when you finish from over there, come over there where we at. Are you kidding
like,
me?
For example, Kim, you would say, like, that play when they tried to pull the fake field goal. You would be like, well, why did they, you know, a person that didn't understand the game would be like, why are they doing that? You know what I mean?
It was like the interplay with that hole. I mean, come on, there was some loose stuff in there.
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff. The referees was garbage. The referees was garbage the whole game.
And that's exactly why they should be disciplined. They should look at this tape and, what's his name, the top man for the NFL referee? He should look at this tape and realize when his guys mess up. You don't mess up in no Super Bowl like that.
Yeah, because those are supposed to be the best. Those are supposed to be the best of the best, the officials, right?
Ravens got away with a lot of stuff, and they get away with a lot of stuff through the NFL, and they have always gotten a lot of stuff. And you know this thing about Ray Lewis? This is the thing that got me this week, leading up to this week. You know, everybody was, you know, profiling Ray Lewis and certain guys that are mega sci-fi. You know, I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You know, I'm getting like, well, you know, he's a Q, you know, whatever. And they were like, well, you're a Delta. That don't mean nothing. Because I'm a Delta. I got to, you know, have much rougher than Mega Shop. You know, I never liked the Ravens in the beginning. You think I'm going to like the Ravens because they got some brothers on the team? Some bros? Are you kidding me? I have no love for the Ravens. I won't have no love
well,
for the Ravens.
I figured you wouldn't like the Ravens because they're in your division and all that.
Hey. Come on, I'm being real. Anytime I see a fan don't like that Ravens, are you kidding me? I care about no Ray Rice or Ray Lewis. Are you kidding me? Any guy who's still a fan, you don't, regardless, we don't like the Ravens. There's no love. Regardless of the Mega Star 5 on that team, there's no love. It's outside. When we outside in social events, that's a totally different thing. But you get no respect in that, baby. You can call. Are you kidding me? Please.
Right.
That's why I watch the game with diehard sports fans.
Okay.
But you can analyze the game.
Yeah, yeah.
You had
a
good time and it was very educational then, I guess.
Excuse me?
Again, I said you had a good time and it was very educational then.
It was just you know what it is? We were just talking about leading up to August when preseason come and stuff and about the salary cap on the Steelers and certain things going to change. It was just all around stuff like the cap, you know, the players, how many guys going to be leaving teams. You know, there's going to be a lot of guys in a free agency that bet in the draft. You know, we were just talking about that. There's going to be a lot of guys in the draft that's going to be free agents, who they're going to wind up with, you know, and stuff like that. And when you know these guys, you know football. Because it's
that makes the conversation flow.
It makes the conversation flow. Like, who's going to stay with the Giants? Who's going to leave from the Giants? Who the Giants going to keep? Who the Giants going to get for the
Giants?
Who the Giants going to, you know, Alex Smith may be the 49ers. I mean, you know, it's all types of conversation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it much interesting. You know when you're talking about everybody knows sports. But if you sit down with somebody with so they don't know and they're like asking a question, I didn't want to go there because I wanted to just hear. Like I said, I learned something from these Bills fans I didn't know. You know, even though some of this stuff was before my time, I just hung around a lot of sports knowledge people to remember stuff. And I always go back and look and check and double check. And showing up, I was checking on my phone, showing up what he was saying was correct. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know that. All right.
Okay, so
you
I
know,
have
some
a question. So before both of you guys like became very educated, let's just say, with sports, weren't you at one point in time sitting next to someone and that person knew a lot and you were learning from that person, or this was something that you guys just always knew?
I had five older brothers and my God, they were all sports fans. Now my family is diehard Steelers fan. I grew up that way, but Steelers. You know, from them, and we might have had two Eagles fans in the family. Everybody was a Steelers fan. When it goes for basketball, my brothers, all five of them are diehard Sixers fans. I mean, the Julius Erving, Michael, everything about Sixers, my brothers are. They couldn't get confused how my uncle persuaded me to be a Laker fan, which I was in the household with them, and how I could be a Laker fan. They are Sixers fans. That's the thing that they said they failed on. They said, how did we fail on kid being a Laker fan if she's not a Sixers fan? That's the only thing that separates my brother. But I learned from them. I learned from them. I sat around them. I listened to what they were saying. I understood the game. And then I took, like, and I went back and did my own research. I was even born for an era, so, you know, I didn't know this stuff, but I went back and looked and researched. I don't know about the immaculate conception, but I can tell you all about it now because I looked at the tape and I know it. I just learned from being paying attention to what God's saying. That's all.
No
I
doubt.
So you were at one point in time that person that was there and didn't really know sports then, right?
From my perspective, it's kind of like I played, you know what I mean? So,
okay.
You know, I played. So it was a thing where it's like you playing, you know what I mean? And, you know, you're a kid out there playing ball. You're envisioning yourself being, you know, Dr. J or whatever. You want to play, and then, you know, you get to watch your heroes or whatever and emulate them. And, you know, my grandfather was the one to put me on, you know what I mean? He would sit there
right.
and make sure that I, you know, understood what was going on, you know, watching the Knicks and, you know, Walt Frazier and DeBuscher and all those guys. He was a Mets fan, you know what I mean? And my grandmother was a Yankees fan. You know,
okay.
and I got turned on to the Yankees when I was 10 years old, 1976.
Wow, yeah.
And in 76, they lost the World Series. They got swept by Cincinnati.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I remember this stuff like it was yesterday.
I grew up in it, and I always,
you know, wanted to know, you know, like the inside stuff and not just basic stuff, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the trade deadlines and what the salary cap came into the situation. And you remember teams that expanded. Because, like, that's how I became a Tampa Bay fan, you know, because they were a new team. They came into the league in 1976. They came into the league with Seattle Seahawks. Seattle Seahawks came in the league with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So
and
I was like, okay, I'm going to get on a new team. So from day one, I was a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. They were 0-26. They lost their first 26 games. The first team that we ever beat was the New Orleans Saints. That was the first team we ever beat. You know what I mean? I go back to the Selman brothers. I go back to, you know, J.K. McKay. And he said, one time the guy was interviewing the coach, and the coach McKay, the first Tampa Bay coach, and he's like, are you in favor of your team's execution? You know, so he was asking him, you know, how does the team execute? And he asked him, was he in favor of the team's execution? He said, he sure was, because the team stink. You know, he's like, he wanted all the players killed. He got the ball shot. You know what I mean? But that was, you know, I went through the trials and tribulations. Always getting laughed at in school, having fights. Because my team sucks.
But you know what my saving grace was though?
What I could always throw in people's face when they talked about my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know what I always would tell them? I would always fall back on the Yankees.
Please.
I would always fall back on the Yankees. Like, well, what? The Yankees,
please.
What? The Yankees, what? You know what I mean? And you know, once. You know, but Tampa Bay was bad for a long time. Tampa Bay was bad for a long time. We went to the NFC Championship game in 1979. We lost to the Rams because that's when the Rams lost to the Steelers in the Super Bowl. We were supposed to be playing the Steelers in that Super Bowl. That was 1979. I was 13 years old. I had a fight with Kevin Gant. Shout out to Kevin Gant. I had a fight with him at halftime of the Super Bowl between the Rams and the Steelers. I remember that. Shout out to my man Kevin Gant. But you know, my hand game is nice. You know what I mean? I had to, you know, let him know what it is. But I always been a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. I always been a Knicks fan. I always been a Yankee fan. You know what I mean? The other stuff, hockey, you know, you can take or leave.
I watch it.
You know what I mean?
Interested around us. Around because you know how you work in the city, you see when I come back over to Jersey, you always see the Rangers fans and you see the Devils fans coming up in play, you see all the commotion. So it gets a lot of, you know, stuff. And the thing I like about me being around sports, when I used to cheer, you know how the Chili's go eat something or whatever, I used to sit on the bench and look at these guys and you know, they think and they I should you know see if you wasn't too tough, you could have broke that pass and whatever. And like, you know, because it's just like that energy of sitting on the bench and watching and listening to these guys talk about sports. And the man, well, they're not even all that good.
But, I mean, we at the 9 o'clock hour now, so I want to get into the little topic that we're going to have for the evening. What do you think about in regards to the media and sports, in regards to as far as the media coverage, you know, your these athletes and their outside endeavors. I mean,
are you talking specifically like media, like
I'm talking in general. I'm talking in general. But you know, you have your specific instances you could speak to. You know, like with Ocho Cinco, or you could pick whatever, or Deion Sanders, anybody. But how do you, what do you feel that, you know, is there a line that the media shouldn't cross in regards to dealing with athletes? Or do the athletes themselves blur the line?
It goes both ways because, you know, everybody's talking about that thing where, you know, all this media brought up Ray Lewis 2000.
Right, okay.
That was all big thing. I'm like, oh, God, please.
Right, it wasn't even about the Super Bowl. It was about what he did in 2000.
Yeah, it was about what he did and what happened in 2000.
Mm-hmm,
you know, like I'm being a snitch.
Right.
You know, all that stuff. It was just like, oops, it's hype. All that women, and then, you know, they're talking about his face. You know, it was just like all the thing about stuff like, you know, with Ray Lewis. It was all about Ray Lewis. It was the Ravens Super Bowl. It was Ray Lewis and his retirement and him getting to the Super Bowl.
Do you think it would have been like that if he wouldn't have announced that he was retiring? If it, you know, just would have been, you know, if he's coming back next season or whatever. Do you think it would have been all about the deer antler spray and the paying off the family in 2000 or whatever?
I think there would have been some media would have brought that back up regardless.
Mm-hmm,
there's
mm-hmm,
going to be
mm-hmm.
one. You gotta remember, that's how you got to know stuff, because anybody could tell you something and the media could bring up something. That's why, you know, you listen to, like, Stephen A. Smith, who I had to tell you how he got, he even working at, I don't even know how he even is an analyst. And Skip Bayless, are you kidding me? It don't make no sense, some of the stuff that they, I'm like, are you kidding
me? Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff, I don't even watch, you know, I don't get in the First Take, but I think some of the stuff that they say is for, you know, shock value. I respect Stephen A. I you know, and Skip Bayless, I could take or leave him. You know what I mean? But I respect Stephen A.
But they was gonna bring up that with that Ray Lewis thing. You know, come on, somebody was gonna bring it up and say whatever, and then they talk about this dear aunt with this thing now with this
dear antler spray.
I'm just saying, oh my God. So it wasn't focused on Raymond Super Bowl, it was Ray Lewis highlight.
Right,
it was all about Ray Lewis highlight.
Right.
Everything about Ray Lewis and his, you know, how his transformation from him in that 2000 incident, and then, you know,
mm-hmm.
his face.
Mm-hmm.
People questioning about, you know, why everybody's jumping on him about his face, and how he's now, they're calling him, you know, Bishop Ray Lewis. You know, all this stuff was going on. I'm like, you know what? Like,
So what do you think? What do you think in regards to, you know, as far as college athletes are concerned? Do you think that the, you know, institutions have a right to this, you know, kind of like, you know, to kind of, you know, oversee or watch, say, for example, their Twitter accounts or their Facebook accounts?
I think so. I think they should, because, you know what, they should, because they shouldn't even have, I don't think they should even have a Twitter or a Facebook until after the season, their season, you know what I'm saying?
Until
they finish playing, because so much stuff they say, all you do is see one person. Because, you know, there's too many leaky mouths out here. And regardless of family member, there's too many people who run. And, you know, I grew up Marines. Room flip, sink, ship.
Right.
My daddy was like, room flip, sink, ship. You could sink the whole family by saying something that you should have kept your mouth shut about.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And that's exactly why, you know, when you see these athletes out here and, you know, certain things, like, somebody had to tell, even though he was Fortinet with what's his name, with Shabazz Muhammad, certain things, you know, family members they say and people be hearing, like, and report back to NCAA, you know, there's just certain things that shouldn't be said.
Just play ball,
and that's it.
Tomorrow is National Signing Day.
Signing Day,
tomorrow. Like the kid that has the Auburn tattoo on his arm, he turned around.
Right.
He got an Auburn tattoo on his arm, and he's going to Alabama. It's crazy.
That makes no sense. See, now, why would he put that Auburn tattoo on his arm?
Worse than that, the kid that said that he was going to Florida, he did his visit in the whole nine, and he got up there, and when he was about to make his announcement, he said he was going to Georgia. Okay, so he goes to Georgia, right? And then he figures out that he changed his mind and went back to Florida.
But like, make it so bad with that incident. You get them to play, but they play 1 year there, then they transfer. Like, what's the name? Transfer from.
But he didn't even play though, kid. He was registered for classes, and, you know what I mean, he's getting ready to go to practice and all that. And then at the last second, he was getting ready to go to practice. He changed his mind again.
He changed his mind.
Like, that's exactly why they need structure. They don't have no structure when they're going in. Like, the two twins was going to be a big deal because the two twins are going to sign in to go to Kentucky. They're going to Kentucky, so it's going to be a big day tomorrow for National Signing Day. And, of course,
yeah.
His mother, she's parents.
Yep. The mother's going to be front and center. It's Mother's Day.
Yes, it's like one step to millions of dollars, soon you're going to be playing making millions of dollars. So, you know.
Who was the kid that was a couple of years ago that he was going to go to LSU and his mother wanted him to go to Alabama, and when he announced that he was going to LSU, it was on ESPN and the whole nine. He had the LSU hat, and then he showed his mother was all mad with him.
Because she
wanted to brag to her friends that her son was going to go to Alabama, and he made up his own mind and said he wanted to go to LSU.
What's the name? Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy with the parents get involved, and they think it's about them.
Because somebody is talking to them, and the kids, they don't even look at it because certain schools are not going to be on national television because of probation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same thing with football players. A lot of football players are not going to go to Penn State because, you know, Penn State's not going to have a lot of televised games because of their probation, because of their
Yeah,
penalty.
I mean, but,
their,
you know, you got to factor that into your decision
you
on where you go.
That
that's
in.
Right. You got to factor that in. Where am I going to be seen, and... You know, are they going to see me? And then it's like, well, what if happens if, you know, you got a guy like Chip Kelly, okay? He recruited, okay? So now he's gone. So now the kids that he recruited last year.
And Oregon, I don't have to say.
Do they have the option to leave?
You got to look at that rule down in Oregon. Because you can lose to come back or whatever to go
no,
to
he
the
left.
School.
He left because Oregon is getting ready to be under investigation. That's why he left.
They're about to get
the hammer put down on them.
The same thing happened when what's his name running back for the Dolphins messed that whole program up. Southern Cal, USC.
Oh, Reggie Bush.
When Bush. You know, Bush knew. You know, make
yeah, he knew.
Bush,
yeah, Reggie Bush knew. He knew what was going on.
He got into the NFL and all that stuff, and it left Alex just,
That was when they had, that's when they had Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart. Yeah. They knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And now it's like you can't even win for losing, because if you win with a certain amount of consistency, all of a sudden now you're suspect.
Yeah.
Look at Miami.
I mean, you know what it is?
Look at Miami. Like, yo, what the hell is going on?
I think you first
step. Deep in here.
Yeah, it goes down. Hard body karate right here, man. GQ Palace Sports after further review is in the building, man. We do it upright. Go ahead, Kia. What was you saying? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Where'd Kia go? Oh, well, she got scared because she heard
the conversation.
My voice.
The conversation got good, and I mean, maybe the phone wires burnt out or something. I don't know. But we're right here, man. GQ Palace, after further review in the building, man. We were talking, man. This situation with these college kids is real serious, man. You know what I mean?
One thing I will say about Kia, she knows her damn stuff.
Yeah,
sports.
She knows her stuff.
You
gotta respect that.
Right.
And that's why.
That's all right.
You can
know your sports, but you know what? I'll kill you with some chess. I tell you,
I think that's the point. That was the whole point about having a conversation with a like-minded individual, because the conversation could flow. It could bounce from here back over there, back over there, back over there, and it's back where you started from all over again. You know what I mean? And you talked about a whole bunch of things, and the conversation just flows. But like we were talking about with the situation like with Reggie Bush, and with Miami, I'm really shocked by that. I'm a Miami fan, hard body karate, football, Miami Hurricane football, and it was good for 20 years. Who does
and let
that?
Me tell, and let me tell you something with that one. All because they said you, Ray Lewis, please. Are you kidding me? Come on.
They got more. They have way more than Ray Lewis.
I'm just saying. Well, they have Reed. And
yeah.
Is Reed, you think Reed going to retire? That's a new topic now. Is Reed going to retire after the season?
Who, Ed Reed?
Yeah. But, rumors saying.
I know he needs a whole lot of Just for Men. I know that. I'm sorry.
Then they talk about, they need a whole lot of what?
Just for Men.
Oh, please.
Shout out to Ed Reed. But, yeah, I mean, I mean, that team is, you know, they rode the wave. They caught the Ray Lewis wave and they rode it all the way to New Orleans.
Roll it, please. Come on, that's exactly
come on
how they win.
You got to give them some credit.
Come on,
even Joe Flacco went to go see the Wizards. Anquan Boldin saved their season.
Oh, come on.
Anquan Boldin saved
their
season. They didn't have Anquan Boldin, they wouldn't have made the playoffs.
Oh, don't even. He's a punk anyway.
Well, he got a ring now. He's a punk with a ring.
And it's a suspect ring.
All right, well, you got to ask the referees about that. I had a problem with them not, you know, calling that pass interference. I had a problem with that. You know what
that
I mean?
That makes no sense.
The referees was real suspect. Let me get back to a question I had asked Mike earlier before y'all had got on the line. Being that the Super Bowl is going to be at MetLife Stadium next year, who would you like to see, or who do you think will be the halftime show at MetLife for the Super Bowl next year?
Say that question again.
Who would you like to see, or who do you think would be the halftime entertainment for the Super Bowl next year, which is going to be at MetLife Stadium?
In New Jersey. Who's a local New Jersey? You would get somebody local here. They already got Springsteen did our Super Bowl. Let me see.
Springsteen, he's still alive?
He did our Super Bowl. When the Steelers went, he was our Super Bowl. Wow. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be... I can't wait to see who's going to sign up for that gig.
I don't care about the halftime. I'm not going to have
no,
time.
No, you should care about the halftime because it's going to be cold as I don't know what out there.
Of course, now because it's in New Jersey.
It's
going to
be brick city.
It's no cover.
So who's going to be the dummy to say, okay, we're going to give you the halftime. You go ahead and you go out there. You perform in front of all the people.
I think it'll be a group. I think it's mostly to be a group instead of somebody solo.
If one of them rap dudes like Wiz Khalifa or somebody ever wanted to do the Super Bowl next year, it'd be a good time. They could be out there freezing. They tail off.
I don't think Wiz will do it unless it's a
It's
gonna
be cold, son.
It's
gonna
be
cold.
I don't know.
That's gonna be the question.
Let me ask Mike a question.
Mike.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you think the Giants gonna play in their Super Bowl, or somebody else gonna go in there and play in their Super Bowl stadium?
I can't hear you. You're like breaking up or something.
I'm sorry.
Is the Giants what?
Do you think that the Giants are gonna play in the Super Bowl
next year?
Yeah. I heard it. That's all I'm hearing now. I'm like, now Giants fans are resurfacing. Now they're talking stuff. They're saying now, like, you know, now the Super Bowl is over. And, you know, they already got Super Bowl 48 up. You know, Super Bowl 48 up there down, you know, Giant Stadium and all that stuff. And, of course, now you got these egotistic Giants fans, you know, coming out the woodwork.
Let me tell you something. I said it 2 or 3 weeks ago. I said, you know, before this season has jumped off, I said the Ravens and the 49ers are going to play in the Super Bowl. The brothers are going to coach against each other. What would be the biggest thing for the NFL? You don't think the NFL would be happy if they had a Broncos and the Giants in the Super Bowl at MetLife?
That's how you know it's going to be fixed.
Peyton Manning against Eli
that's
Manning
how you, that's
at
how you know
MetLife?
It's gonna be fixed. That's how you know it's going to be fixed.
That's what I said. I said if Eli Manning and Peyton Manning playing the Super Bowl next year, it's fixed. I'm done with
it's
it.
Fixed.
It's a wrap.
It's fixed.
I don't want to mess with it no more. I'm done.
It's fixed.
You said,
Yep.
Think about it.
Are you crazy? In the biggest media market, they finally have the outdoor Super Bowl in the freezing cold, right? In New Jersey, you know what I mean? They just came off the brothers Super Bowl, which they really didn't want. They really want the Manning brothers in the Super Bowl. What would be bigger?
They ain't going to make it like that. They ain't going to make it because that's what
they're
supposed to
be. I'm just saying, Mike.
We just put it in the air. Mike, it will be fixed.
Don't sleep. That's what I'm saying. Don't sleep.
It won't be fixed. Like,
it will
the
be fixed.
Super Bowl with the Ravens, and the, that was fixed. That
oh,
was
yeah,
fixed.
That was fixed. That was a fixed Super Bowl. That was a fixed Super Bowl. Everybody, that's what they're talking about now. Now, Ravens fans don't even want to hear that. But anybody know that game? Come on. And that Super Bowl wasn't as hype as any
why
other
was
Super
it,
Bowl.
Why was it fixed? I don't understand. Why was it fixed?
It was fixed.
Come on,
you should have
called
it.
No. Why was it fixed?
It was called late. Okay, I'm not a big New England Patriots fan or whatever and stuff, but then that game specifically, yeah, the Ravens get by that. And this game right here, the Super Bowl, it was, I'm telling you, we was watching this game. You saw this game. You know how this game was not even a good
lights
game.
Going out and come on, man.
What that got to do with the
so
game? Now you sounded like a fan that don't know what they're talking about. What does the
lights
got to do with the
Super
game?
Bowl, you ever know what the lights went out?
The lights,
I mean,
like, what did the lights get to do with
the
game?
The Ravens and the Super Bowl, the call they was making with so many hold-ins and so many pass interference going
on.
It was
21-6 at halftime.
Okay, and I knew that.
You ran it back 108 yards to a touchdown. What do you want? How is that fixed?
Come on, man. Look at the calls they was calling. Look at the calls. The holding calls. They was going to get all those calls.
How could the referees didn't throw Williams out the game when Williams ran up on the referee and mushed him? They should have threw him out the game on the spot.
Well, you don't
mush
him.
Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing about that game. I'm not even a 49ers fan, but I know what I seen when I seen it.
They got cheated at this game.
Only thing I can say is that
that's one thing I didn't like when Baltimore played the Eagles. They got another complaint to the rest. The headquarters talk about they think the Eagles was dirty with some shots. Wait a minute. Ravens break Ben's nose, step on his foot, don't get no fine, and they get no flag in the game. Well, they get fined 2 weeks later after they look at the tape. But they call some other teams dirty. Are you kidding me? Nada is one of the dirtiest players in the NFL. He breaks Ben's nose, no penalty or nothing. They just go to the sideline and break the tribunal's nose. And then they look at the tape, they're going to find out it's $20,000. Okay, but Ben got a broken nose in the game. But no penalty on the Ravens in the game. Come on.
All I gotta say, man, is that it is Baltimore. And they deserve it.
That was a hold in the end zone, and that was totally a hold in the end zone.
You know why they? Let me tell you why they didn't call it.
They could have called that. They could have called that.
Let me tell you why they didn't. He had 5 yards. Where was the ball at? The ball was on the 5 yard line, so they wasn't gonna call that. But they should have called it.
He had the right to swallow the whistle.
He swallowed the whistle. You're right. He swallowed the whistle.
Come on. Clearly a hole.
He swallowed the whistle.
As come in the ball and touch, I'm like, look at this.
If they were on the 10-yard line, they would push back a little bit further, they might have got that call.
It was whatever. And like I said, this is a tainted. This Super Bowl wasn't
even. But that wasn't even the biggest play of the game. The biggest play of the game is when Vernon Davis dropped that pass. If Vernon Davis would have caught that pass, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
No, we wouldn't have this conversation.
He dropped it.
That's why. Big players make big plays.
So what does that say about Vernon Davis?
Yeah. Then they talk about, let me tell you, we brought the subject about your guy, Mike, the catch, what's his name, that book, the catch.
Oh, David Tyree?
He caught that ball against the Giants in the Patriots Super Bowl.
David Tyree. Hold on for 1 second, kid. We got a call on the line. We got a call. Angie, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's going on?
How's everybody?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're all right, maintaining.
I hear that. I was just listening to the conversation about the Super Bowl
and
all that good stuff.
No doubt.
I dig sports, and I watch the Super Bowl, you know.
Oh, okay. What you thought about it?
San Francisco just took too long to show up. Baltimore's defense had to shut down the entire first half.
Thank you.
So it just, you know, it's not that San Francisco didn't have the talent to win it. Listen, they froze. You know what I'm saying? A lot of turnovers.
Yep.
And turnovers will cost you a game. And anybody that knows sports knows that. So, you know what I'm saying? Baltimore, they came ready.
I don't think it's more the time. I think it's Super Bowl with the Steelers and the Cardinals. The Cardinals didn't show up for the second half and then when Fitzgerald made that running pass from what's his name, and he run the ball. That it was a touchdown. It was about a couple of points for us. What, 7 seconds, 7.43 seconds off on the clock? And then from what, the 1 yard line, what the show is that it's just like, you know, it touched out Santonio Holmes. I don't think it's whether you're playing catch up, it's whether you can catch up and continue that ball and get that winning touchdown. If that hole wasn't there, Crabtree got a touchdown. Francisco win that Super Bowl.
Vernon Davis would have made that catch. You wouldn't have been worried about no hole or no pass
interference.
That was the biggest play of the game.
But listen, sports is politics too. Referees got to make their money somehow.
Right. Yeah. Antonio missed the first touchdown, but the second touchdown been there, so he caught it. Crabtree could have put that touchdown. It would have been a touchdown without that hole. It ain't regardless if they play catch up.
I think Baltimore just came a little more hungry. Their defense had 49ers shut down, and that's inevitable. You can go watch the tape on that one.
The Ravens survived.
They survived that early timeout
that they called at the second half when the Niners called that early. That was Dak came back to bite him in the butt because they needed that at the end of the game.
They needed that at the end of the game.
They definitely did.
They needed that timeout.
Definitely did. They called that a long time. I said that too. Like, why is he calling
that?
They
held on to that game with the help of the referee. So it's a done deal. I'm glad the Super Bowl is over with. And that's just my thing.
I know you
all. They can run this game with the referee.
Well, I mean, that ref did. He missed that last call. He didn't get it. But like I said, they got to make their money somehow.
They gave the brother the white hat, and he just, you know. It was the second time, and they gave him the white hat, and he just, you know, shouted the, you know, kingdom come. But it's all good, though. You know what I mean? So, but we were asking, though, Angie, we was asking, who would you like to see as halftime entertainment next year at MetLife Stadium?
In New York, frozen ice cold. Oh, my goodness. That's a tough question. That caught me off guard.
They're going to be calling BEC.
I personally would love to see Lauryn Hill get up there because that's one of my favorites.
You want Lauryn Hill out there? That's a good one.
On the real, though, Mary J.
It's going to be cold. Mary.
Mary's from New York, though. Mary Cole.
She come out there with her style.
It's gonna shut that down. She don't need to shake her booty.
Mary performed at the Tweeter Center. She performed at the Tweeter Center down in Kansas. She used to call.
Well, was she outside? Phone.
Yes.
Were they outside the cold? With the freezer? Yo, this is going to be a whole different animal, yo. They're going to be outside.
It may not be that cold. You never know. It may not be that cold.
They're going to be outside in the freezing cold.
Yeah. They're
going to have to do it, like, you know, by hologram or something. I don't know.
But that's a good question, though.
Yeah, who are they going to get to perform? John Bon Jovi and them going to be like, look, man, this is too cold.
They ain't going to get D-Block. I know. They not going to have D-Block up
there. Nobody going to be available.
Somebody's going to be available for that money.
But it would be nice to have a New Yorker represent, even though it's in Jersey.
That's what we were just talking about. That we were just talking about, like, the biggest fix in the world would be in. Because no team never, you know, played on their home field in the Super Bowl.
Right.
So what
right.
we were talking about, you know what I mean? We're not worried about the Jets. We're not worried about them.
Right.
So, you know, the Giants, and we were saying the biggest conspiracy theory would be that the Giants and the Broncos played in the Super Bowl. It would be Eli against Peyton Manning. You don't think Roger Goodell would eat that up?
That would be crazy.
You know what I mean? I don't know what to say.
You just stomped the Schwab on that one.
You know what I'm saying, right? How do you?
You think it's gonna be a Pro Bowl after? How long do you think the Pro Bowl gonna be going?
The Pro Bowl? I think they should still have the Pro Bowl.
No, I don't think they should. It's done.
I think they should.
It's so boring.
I don't know.
It does is just stretch the weeks out. That's all.
And you know, you get a free trip to Hawaii. Who don't want that? You know what I mean?
You ain't, but you know what it is? You ain't playing football. You just tapping them.
Yeah, you're just showing up, basically. That's all. You know, you get that clause written into your contract. $100,000 if you make the Pro Bowl.
That's their gratitude game.
To me, the allure of the Pro Bowl, was seeing all the different helmets. That was the allure of the Pro Bowl to me. Like, wow, you know what I mean?
Well, let's see where the talent really lies now. Everybody's playing together. You know?
So exactly. How do you fix it? Because you know, are they gonna, is the union, are they gonna say, okay, they're gonna give that money back? Because you know that's written into some of their contracts. Mm-hmm. They make the Pro Bowl, they get X amount of money.
Uh-huh.
So now, you know, that doesn't exist no more, so now what?
Yeah, exactly.
So they gotta figure out a way to, you know, either they're gonna do away with the game. But then how they gonna, you know, make it
because it's making it so boring that even the viewers watching is down big time. Nobody's watching the Pro Bowl no more. That's what the NFL is worried about. No one's watching the Pro Bowl. You look at it like, oh, okay. And like, oh, okay. Okay. Then it's like you turn the TV. The Pro Bowl, it's all down now. You need to do something because it's going to be, like, so boring to watch.
Right. What do you think they should do? What do you think they should do?
They should play football. Instead of this little tapping and, you know, it's, you know, you're not. You get to play football.
Okay, because first of all, right, check it out. You got your team that you know. You got the team that got voted in, right? Then as the playoffs come along, certain people are going to be eliminated from playing in the Pro Bowl. Why? Because they'll be playing in the Super Bowl. You're going to always gonna have to have that alternate guy, that guy that should have made it. You know what I mean? And he's going to get in now because somebody don't want to play or they hurt
okay,
or they played in the Super Bowl.
And that's how it is. But look at the thing with the NBA. You see how certain people got snubbed because of this. You think what they should have took Rondo's spot in the playoffs in the All-Star?
Brook Lopez?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he deserved it. And that was the only way he was going to get. That's the only way he was going to get in. That's the only way he was going to get in. Somebody got hurt. That's the only way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I don't know, some guys got snubbed. Maybe they should expand the roster. I don't know. They should expand it. I don't know, but you know, you're always
going to get somebody left out. Even with baseball. Baseball, the all-star rosters for baseball is 28. So you're going to, out of 56 players, you're going to get somebody that's going to be like, oh, how come I didn't make it? Or how come they didn't make it? You know what I'm saying?
Well, baseball's a little bit different with them. I think it's more different than basketball.
In what way?
I don't know. I think with the selection, like who comes to who, and basketball.
Well, the fans turned that into a popularity contest. So the fans are going to vote your starters in, right? The managers vote the rest of the reserves. The fans vote in the starters. And I think that's how they do it in basketball. The fans have a vote or whatever. But in baseball, the fans vote the starters in, and the managers vote. You know, the managers choose the reserves.
Who's in reserves?
Right. So sometimes you might have, you know, a guy that's deserving to play in the All-Star game, but he doesn't make it because some other guy on another team made it. But see, there is with baseball, every team has to be represented.
Right.
Every team. That's the difference, which is smart.
Which I think it should be like that with all sports.
Right, every team has to be represented.
Last year
they had the game was in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Kansas City Royals was the host. They had one. They had one person in the All-Star team. He didn't start. He almost didn't get in the game.
But he got in the game. Like, even though
he got in the game towards the end.
Oh,
we got a score update. Brooklyn Nets 77, Lakers 76, 4:35 to play in the game. 77-76, Brooklyn. But
the Lakers.
You know, somebody's not going to be happy. You know, when you leave them off the team because that means money. You know what I mean?
Of course.
You know, so I don't know how you're going to fix
that. That's the same thing with the tournament. Some teams don't make the tournament. That's no money for your school.
Well, as far as this NCAA tournament, I wouldn't be surprised if North Carolina and Kentucky don't make it.
It's going to be interesting when that 64 comes out.
I'm going to be watching it. I'm going to be watching it. It's going to be on a Sunday. That's right. 64-10. Somebody ain't going to make it.
That's one day you just don't pay attention to nothing but that 64. You see who's coming out that 64. I'm glued.
I feel sorry for 16 number 65. I feel sorry for them.
It's going to be interesting.
It's the NIT for you, cousin.
It's always the NIT
for you, baby.
It's always. But it's going to be interesting because we're right around the corner from March Madness,
That's right.
We're right around the corner. All the hype is coming up now, and tomorrow is National Signing Day. You're going to get to see who's coming. We already know the Twins, but the Twins going. We've got another players to go in. It's all coming out now.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow is, like you said, Mother's Day for these basketball players.
Yep, it's Mother's Day. Straight like that.
That's going to be interesting.
So, I mean, they got the kid that's getting ready to sign. I think his signing is at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, which one?
Oh, man, what is this? I can't think of his name. It's been on the scroll on ESPN all day. He's doing his signing at 7:30 in the morning.
This is guy. He's a Steelers fan. He's in Cleveland. He's also I guess his famous barber out of Cleveland. He's on my page. Mm-hmm. He cut this guy that's going signing with UCLA. He cut his hair. But it's all national. You see, it's all on. I'm like, wow. Because tomorrow's a big day.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of family members.
Yep, everybody's going to get they're going to get their doobies and get their hair did and their braids put in and their tattoos,
like
their tattoos
like
cleaned
day.
Up and all that.
He's
going
to
have down.
Family members.
Hey, I ain't mad. You know, you
I ain't mad at them either.
See, some of these guys living out their dreams, some of these guys living out their family dreams. So, you know.
Yep. How often you going to get ESPN cameras to come in your house? The dude that
the name is all in the house.
His name is Robert Nkemdiche. And he's supposed to be undeclared. So they're gonna be at his house at 7:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And he's supposed to make his decision tomorrow morning at 7:30.
They're gonna do the top 25 high schools. They definitely are. They definitely know what they're going at tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow they already know what they're going at. But tomorrow it's going to be all ESP. It's going to be flooded right there. They're going to be
everybody, mamas and cousins and grandmas and granddaddies.
But this is the thing. This is the thing.
Cousins.
Wow, it's going to be interesting. And it's going to be interesting for Kentucky.
Yo,
because
it goes down over here, yo.
PQ
Palace is in the building, man.
They going to be like, you don't remember, man, to say that?
You better give me that 50 cent I lent you 3 years ago.
Yeah, I bought you that Italian ice, you remember that?
It's going to be like security.
It's going to be interesting tomorrow, man. It's going down tomorrow, for real. Kentucky's going to be the team to watch tomorrow because they got that five freshmen, but they got four of the top 150, I think, from number two, the Twins, and what's name is that, number 26, they're all going to Kentucky.
Yo, Kentucky needs
some
help. Are they going to Kentucky or are they just going to Kentucky for the year?
They're signing. You
know
how they do.
They're going to Kentucky. You know? They're going to go to Kentucky, but how long
are
they
going to
be there?
I think Noel will come back for a sophomore year.
You think Noel
will
come back?
I think so. Oh, my God. He's really good.
I mean, he had 12 blocks or whatever the other day.
He's good. He's good. Don't forget him.
Yeah, I mean, you know. But
I'm not really
feeling Kentucky as far as this season is concerned.
I'm not feeling Kentucky either, but Noel, you got to give it some. He's good.
But I'm watching like kids like my man from Kansas, Ben McFarland. I like him. You know what I mean? A couple of dudes. Michigan got Hardaway's son. They got Glenn Rice III. You know, it's a lot of talent out there, man. You know what I mean? And like you said, March Madness is going to be crazy. I don't know what my Final Four is going to look like. But I think this year is going to be a year where somebody's going to come out the woodworks. You know, like a George Mason did a couple years ago. You know what I'm saying? They came out of nowhere. You know, Virginia Union last year with Virginia Commonwealth with Shaka Smart.
Yeah,
and Coach Shaka Smart. So you know, this is gonna be to me. It's the best time of the year. The Final Four, man. The Final Four is going down.
Kentucky, well, you know, unranked, but Kentucky's gonna make the 64. But I don't know what place they're gonna be.
You think Kentucky's gonna get in?
They're gonna get in.
You think Kentucky and North Carolina gonna get in?
I think the Kentucky and North Carolina will get in, but I don't know what they will get in.
Ooh, it's gonna be rough.
It's gonna be. I'm gonna be grooved next.
You know, you know what, Kia, you're right, but you know what? The only way I see where Kentucky or North Carolina could get in on the stress is if they win their tournament.
If North Carolina don't win the tournament, they're gonna get in.
And Kentucky don't win the SEC,
They're gonna get invited.
We're gonna see. They're gonna have to finish real strong, yo. Kentucky already lost six games.
Right. They're finished strong. If they finish strong, they're getting in. Even if they don't win their tournament, they're getting in.
Okay. All right. That's what it is. We got the bell. That means we got another call. Shelly, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
Hi, everyone. How's everybody doing?
Hey. Hi, Shelly.
What's going on?
You've been listening since 8 o'clock. You know what's going on. You've been calling this show for how many months? You know what's going on.
Why are you going to try to check me like that? Okay, yes, I've been calling in and listening, yes.
That's what
yes,
it is. So now we're putting you on the spot right now because you've been calling. Hold up. You've been calling in. You've been listening. I know you got some education. I know you done learned something. So we about to put it on for you right now. Okay? Hold on. Wait a minute. Here it goes. Here's the question. You ready? Here it comes. Wait for it. Here it comes. Shelly, here's the question. You ready? You got the phone to your ear? All right.
Let's
here we go.
Go.
Who won the Super Bowl? Come on, Shelly. You can do it. Come on.
Well, let me think about that.
Let her think about it. Okay.
I'm just kidding. The 49ers won the Super Bowl.
The 49ers won the Super Bowl. Are you sure? Is that your final answer?
Is that your final answer? Right.
You sure?
Can we get
some security to ban Shelly? Can we get some security to escort Shelly out the building?
I was going for them. Baltimore won it, yes.
All right.
I take that back. Baltimore won that.
She takes it back. Okay, all right. Hey, Mike.
They tried to put you up, Shelly.
Angie, Miss Lavina, Rich, we tried, man. We tried to provide a service for people, man. You know
no
what I'm saying?
Backseas.
We try to provide a service. We've been doing this for a few months now. You know what I mean? We figured that you had it down pat. You know. It's all right.
I'm crying.
You know we got to mess with you, Shelly. Because grandma ain't called yet. She must be asleep.
Who's grandma?
Grandma T. She ain't calling yet.
Oh, I don't know.
She must be on grandma duty tonight. Shout out to T.
You might not want to call her grandma.
No, it's going down. We ain't taking no shorts tonight. Everybody going to get it tonight. Everybody going to get it.
Nobody's exempt. Oh my
Nobody's goodness. Exempt. We gonna throw challenge flags at everybody.
Sorry, that's why you gotta study sports.
Yes, that's right. That's why you gotta be on it. That's right. You're right.
You gotta be on it, Shelly. You would never want to hang around the crowd I hang with.
I had so much confidence in you. She was like, San Francisco won the Super Bowl. I was like, oh damn.
Oh,
man, Shelly, how did you enjoy Beyonce's performance?
I thought it was good. I thought she did good. I thought she did real good. Actually, I would have liked for Michelle and Kelly to sing some of the older songs or maybe the new songs, but I don't think Beyonce put her in it like that.
You
know,
all right. Shelly, did you see how they came out the, you know, when Michelle and them came out the, you know, popped out through the floor?
Yeah, that
Michelle
was
had the, Michelle
that.
Had a screw
I
face.
See that.
Michelle had the screw
that.
Face.
I thought Michelle was a little, you know, she was a little awkward, but you
she
know,
looked
what?
Like
you
a, she,
mean,
she
yeah.
looked like she was a little bit, she was a little perturbed.
Yeah. She wasn't right when she first. I think it scared her when it popped out of the floor or whatever.
Huh?
It,
yeah.
Like she was scared.
Like she was like.
She was a little awkward.
She had somewhere else better than she wanted to be.
Yeah. She didn't.
You know what I mean?
Shelly. She didn't put forth anyway.
I got to ask Shelly a question. Shelly.
Yeah.
You got CIAA down near your hometown, right? You know that's big down there.
It's in Charlotte, and yes, I will be going, yes.
Yeah, CIAA is big. The tournaments are coming up now.
When do they start? Do you know?
I think the 26th.
I think it's March. March April,
no, to
I
the
believe.
2nd. No, it's in February. The end of February to the 2nd.
Okay.
Of March. Okay.
And what schools are involved, if you know?
You got, I guess, State.
You said
you got North Carolina Central. You got Shaw, I think, might be in it.
Mm-hmm.
You got
A&T. You got all of them.
A&T, yeah, they're all in the tournament.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all a right. fun time. That's
yeah,
a
keep
real
us,
fun
keep
time.
Us posted on that, though, yo. You know what I'm saying?
It's a fun time. You would have fun.
And that's always good.
And she was like, yes, and I'm going. I heard that.
Yeah, those are big tournaments when they come out to the CIAA. Double A's a nice game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they are.
Those are mostly,
are.
You know, HBCU schools, which I am a proud alumni of an HBCU, so of course
yeah,
I love CIAA.
Yeah, that's
a
shameless
plug. I am alumni.
Shout out to the shameless plug.
I am alumni of an HBCU.
They represent hard. They represent hard.
We have the best homecomings out of HBCU.
They represent hard at the CIAA. Yes, they do. They go hard.
Yes, they do.
Yes, I give it to them. Yes, they do.
I loved every bit of the 4 years down there.
This problem. I can solve that problem and see if that answer is correct.
So, Shelly, you'll enjoy that. Those are always good, the different games and guys that come down here that play. You know, you never know. And wasn't Bowie? Bowie was in the tournament, remember, Mayor?
Who?
Bowie State.
It used to be in Raleigh.
Bowie State, yeah.
It used to be in Raleigh.
Yeah.
Huh?
It used to be in Raleigh where I live. Raleigh is 2 hours from me. It used to be in Raleigh, and when I went... When it was in Raleigh, everybody would have a good time. You cannot have a good time if you went there.
And
no
there's
way.
A lot of alumni that come back down for those games.
Yes, a lot of alumni come back for those games. It is. And they go hard. They go straight hard.
And especially with homecoming, we got rivalries. You know, our homecomings are big because of rivalries. Whether we're playing Morgan State, the bid, or whether we're playing whatever, you're going back for homecoming because it's going to be, you know, and you see everybody, all the Greeks coming back because, you know, you're going to step the yard. So it's big when you come down here with the HBCU. Yeah. Yes, all the time. I enjoyed every bit of it. Every bit of it.
No doubt. No doubt.
They bring the AA on those step shows. Yes, they do. Oh, yeah, please. I bet they do. I love that. Everything's up my 4 years here. So that's going to be interesting, Shelly. That's coming up. I already saw the I had got my alumni package that came, you know, with the schedules and stuff like that. But I know it ends the second. I know it's coming up.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting.
It's a fun time. It's fun. It's a fun time.
And
that's
you go
what
the first
it
time,
is.
You're gonna always want to go down there.
Well,
that's
hey, I was alone.
I want to sit in the skybox.
You want to what?
I want to sit in the skybox. You know, I want to enjoy the game and you know.
You see it?
Enjoy everything else that comes with it.
You better sit at a football game. You better
sit
in the skybox.
I
want to sit
in the skybox at a football game. Hell
yeah,
it's cold.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? At a football
no,
game,
I'm not
be
kidding
down.
You. I'm dead serious.
I better be down at the bottom of the field behind my team.
Freezing your toes
are you
off. That's okay.
Yeah, give me the skybox too.
Give me the skybox.
After the pair binoculars or something.
Because I can indulge in the skybox and nobody will be paying no attention.
Yeah, so skyboxes are booked like years in advance.
Yeah, alumni. I can do what I do in the skybox. You know what I'm saying?
I bet you can.
Hard body karate.
That's right.
Those are known alumni's got those skyboxes. Those skyboxes.
And I bet you it goes down. I bet you it be going down in the skyboxes.
And you know
it. Like 2-3 years in advance.
I bet you can't breathe in the skybox.
That's the day before at the party. You party from Wednesday to Friday. So that's the party. That's not there. That's the party that's going on.
The party continues in the skybox.
Don't get it twisted.
You can't breathe in the skyboxes at the games either, Kia. You cannot.
I can imagine. I said it starts before the skybox.
Oh, yeah, it does. Listen, it can go down inside the skybox.
Exactly. Homecoming, you never go down the day before or the day. You go down Wednesday, especially, you know, we all get together and we go down homecoming because there's nothing like a HBCU alumni game or, you know, whatever, and especially when me and my sorority sisters get back together and we come down there, it's homecoming, whether whoever performing on it, and it's HBCU alumni come home, it's always a good show.
No doubt.
It's very good. It's very good.
And Howard, Howard always had their little class because, you know, Kenny always come back to get his own private party.
Howard always kills us in the step shows. I ain't gonna lie. They always kill us in the step shows. They do. They always kill us in the step shows all the time.
So what y'all gonna do about it?
What you gonna do about it? Can you do one of their little cheers or chants?
You know any of their cheers?
I don't know any of their cheers, but I'm just telling you, they be bringing it in game like you would not believe at the CIAA. They definitely do it up big. They do.
Alright, no doubt.
They're serious with it.
No doubt. So we got 9 minutes left in the show, man. Another one almost out. So we're gonna go around the table, man, like we usually do every time around this time right now. Let's give a little thought of the week or whatever. And speak your mind, man, and it's going down. And no disrespect to nobody, but the 49ers should have won that game.
I'm gonna let you set it off, Kia.
Speak your mind before we get out of here.
I agree that game was fixed. It was already destined that Ray Lewis was going out of retirement. When he announced his retirement, way before he came back, fast after he just got initiated into a Mega Sci-Fi that Friday, had a torn ACL that Sunday, said he was retired because he's going to watch his son play at the U. And then all of a sudden they passed, what's his name? They beat the Broncos, then they beat the Patriots, and all of a sudden, wait a minute. Here we go right here. The two brothers playing, and what happened? 49ers got cheated out this Super Bowl.
Mike, you up next, man.
I have to say, for the first time ever in my life, I agree with Kia.
Shut up, Mike.
can we applaud that? Can we get applause for that? For the first time, look at this.
Thank you, Mike.
Because the 49ers should have won that game. It was set up. The referees got a big pay out of it.
Yeah.
And I don't care what nobody say. They still winners in my book, even though they ain't my team. I still say the Giants going to be there next year. I don't care what nobody say.
Please.
All right, Mike, we heard you. Angie, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You got a comment before we get out of here for the week?
Like I said, at the end of the day, football, all sports is politics on top of that, and the referees had to make their money somehow, you know what I'm saying? So he probably got a bigger check for not calling that last call than his actual check was for making all the other calls in the game. So But at the end of the day, it's still just entertainment for me, so I'm good.
I hear that. That's what it is. I hear that. Shelly, you still with us?
I am.
You got anything you want to say before we get out of here?
I enjoyed the Super Bowl. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was good. It was really good.
No doubt.
Hey, Mia.
Yes.
Did you see who they had turn the lights off? They had Sean Payton turn the lights off. Stupid.
Sean Payton turn the lights off?
And yeah. He turned the lights off so him and Lil Wayne had to get escape.
My question was, how could Lil Wayne or Master P could help him turn the lights back on?
I know. I was cracking up when I saw that they had Sean Payton in there turn the lights off. I said, they stupid.
We got Kim. You on the line with us? All right. Okay. All right, so yeah, man, another Tuesday, man, another fun-filled show, man. We had fun, shared a couple laughs, talked about the Super Bowl, talked a little bit about NCAA and all that. Tomorrow's signing day. I want to say happy birthday to Hank Aaron, you know what I mean? And shout-out to Rachel, you know what I mean? Work hard, get that money, you know what I mean? Just have your radio tuned in to GQ Talents every Tuesday at 8 o'clock, man. It goes down. We're gonna try to sneak somebody in next week, man. I don't know. I think he's telling me that he wants to get down with us, man. So I've been communicating with him on Twitter. I ain't gonna put no names out there yet, man. But we might have something popping off next Tuesday night. A nice little big show. You know how we do over here. Shout out to the Baltimore Ravens, man. And on a personal note, shout out to Ray Rice, man. You know, He brought a ring back to the Hollow, man, back to New Rochelle, man. So, you know, I'm proud of him for that, man. You know, and you know, again, everybody has their opinions, you know, and a lot of their opinions are true. You know what I mean? Because you feel like the referees, you know, swallowed their whistles at the most opportune time for the Ravens, you know, and you know, everybody can't be wrong. We saw what we saw, you know. But again, if the Ravens would have ended up losing that Super Bowl, it wouldn't even been about the game. It would have been about the lights going out. It'd have been some kind of conspiracy, you know what I mean? They would have had everybody, you know, under the sun. They would have tried to blame it on, you know, President Obama, you know, turning the lights out, making the, you know, the Ravens lose the Super Bowl. But you know, had to have some kind of excitement, because the game was boring the first half, to tell you the truth. It was 21-6. It was a blowout. And then turned into a blowout, literally, you know. So again, shout out to Baltimore Ravens, and a shout out to the thousands of people that turned out to their parade today. You know, there was, you know, we do it a little bit harder than that. We have like millions or whatever, but you know, it is what it is. Shout out to the thousands that attended the parade for the Baltimore Ravens, and shout out to Ray Lewis, man, and you know, in his endeavors and how he carries on with life and things of that nature. You know what I mean? And shout out to that dude who got his name in the news for the last 2 weeks. The guy that came up with the deer antler spray. Shout out to him, because they figuring out how to get in the news, man. They are figuring out how to get into the news. Tomorrow's recruiting day. It starts bright and early in the morning, 7:30. The ESPN cameras gonna be in people's houses, and you know, the dollar signs. You play the Price is Right music, gonna be playing in the background. And cash rules everything around me. Cream money gonna be playing in the background. So it's a big day, Mother's Day. Everybody gonna get their, you know, have on their best blouses, and they get their doobies did and all that. Have lotion between your fingers so your hands don't look ashy on TV. Make it happen for yourself, man. Another one goes down. Hard Body Karate. We do this, man, every Tuesday night, man. We're in the building. Shout out to everybody else, man. GQ Palace, man. The Divas is rocking out tomorrow night. Get down with them, man. Find out what the situation is popping off. Shout out to my man Dallas, who does this thing on Mondays, man. Shout out to the big homie Rich. Shout out to Miss Lavina on the button and all of that. You know what I mean? You take your foot off of it now. You know what I'm saying? We do it, man. Check me out every morning, man, after further review. I do my little sports thing. Shout out to the homie Jules for supplying me with the theme music. And I'm trying to ride out with this, you know what I mean? Because it is what it is, man. So until next week, man, we didn't pick no games, but I think we're going to come up with a little something for next week, man, so we can keep the little party rocking here at GQ Palace, man. So once again, this is the mayor. I'm out. Everybody enjoy your week. Bundle up. Stay warm. Stay cool and all that good stuff, man. And we'll meet you here next week, 8 o'clock. You know what it is. Peace. Woo!
in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Step up in the building, swagger on point, right? Put your seatbelt on, cause it's gonna be a long night. It's gonna be a long fight, but then again, maybe not.
Cause I stepped in my zone when I pulled into the parking lot.
I'm about to get it in. Yeah, I got it on my mind. Let's end this thing in regulation. I ain't thinking overtime, cause I didn't work overtime. And I ain't trying to overgrind. I transform the beast mode just like I'm fine. I came here to ball hard. I love this game, it's all I got. That's why I'm going all out and give it everything I got. Yeah, I give it all I got as if it was my only shot. I play the game to win, to the end until I pass out, whichever just might come first. Quitting's never on my mind. I put my heart in this, that's why I lay it all on the line. So look me in the eyes. Please don't be surprised that I push it to the limit or until I reach the prize, cause I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Yeah, back with a vengeance, and I'm in it to win it. I'm going pop high up in here. I muscle up with my finish. Excuse my moment of rage. You let the beast out the cage. I'm like a fine wine, boy. I just get better with age. Only get stronger with time. I never crack under pressure. I'm here to give it my all, cause all I got is my effort. Man, I'm hungry for victory. Man, I'm ready to feast. So say hello to my little friend, also known as the beast. I got the eye of the tiger.
I'm in the zone just like Rocky.
I'm in my beast mode. Now there ain't no way you gon' stop me. See, I'm just getting started, showing no signs of quitting. I'm going hard all day, from the start to the finish. Now my juices is flowing, and my heartbeat is thumping.
And all the energy in here got my adrenaline pumping.
This is my moment to own it. Yeah, I'm hungry, I want it. And when the competition fades, I gotta keep on going, cause I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.